on Books from NPR Berlin, made possible in part by Shakespeare & Sons, I'm Hannah Komonitzig. In the winter of 1996, on the train from Berlin to Leipzig, the Australian journalist Anna Fonda recounts the first time she took this trip. Here she was confronted with the aftermath of the German Democratic Republic and with a gruesome story of Miriam, a young woman whose husband died in a Stasi prison. Haunted by that very experience, she decides to write about this very disturbing part in recent German history. Fonda's book Stasiland gathers her gripping encounters with those who witnessed the practices of the GDR firsthand. Only a few years after the reunion, many of them are still suffering from the psychological and physical trauma caused by constant surveillance and distrust. Miriam, who the author always returns to throughout the book, was tortured after trying to escape to West Germany. But there are also figures like the former Stasi officer Herr Bock, who still believes in the system he helped to sustain for so long. Instead of trying to answer the question of how something like this could have happened, Fonda's moving account of a country still healing gives room to many different point of views, without ever favoring one over the other. Drawing delicate connections between victims and perpetrators, it becomes evident that more than 25 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, closure is still far away. For NPR Berlin, I'm Hannah Komonitzig.